The Carter Coal Company and the dealers of Olga Coal present
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, these past few months in talking about Olga Coal, I've put a lot of emphasis on what your friend, the Olga dealer, is doing for you. Now I'd like to say a word about what you're doing for him and for us. When you realize what he's up against, I know you give him credit for a fine job under terrific wartime handicaps. But without your help, he could get nowhere. I want to thank you, the Olga customer, for your cooperation under wartime difficulties. I want you to know that we appreciate your help in putting up with conditions beyond our control which cause you inconvenience. You're being good customers now, just as you were before the war and will be after victory when we can again deliver the coal 100%. And now your friend the Hermit has a few words to say.
Stories and murders, too. The Hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Have you heard the story of Plantation Mystery? Then listen while the Hermit tells you the story.
It doesn't matter what I told you previously. I've changed my mind.
That's what I can't understand, Mr. Grenfell.
What can't you understand?
You promised that if I would bring my family and come to this plantation with you, I should share in half the profits.
And why should you share in half them?
Haven't I worked hard, Mr. Grenfell? Haven't I done, well, at least my share of the work?
And haven't you been paid your regular wages?
My regular wages have been pretty small, Mr. Grenfell. Not much more than we've paid the natives.
I'll not discuss the matter with you any further.
But you've got to listen to me. It isn't only myself I'm thinking
of. Don't give me a story about it being your family that is suffering. Oh,
not suffering exactly, but my wife hasn't been happy here on Cook's Island. She wants to go back to the States.
I see. So if I gave you a share in the banana crop, the coconut crop, and the copra, you'd leave the island.
No, sir, I wouldn't leave. I'd let Ruth take the children and return to her folks and home for a year. But unless you pay me my share, I can't do that.
I'm too busy today to listen anymore.
When I came here with you, this plantation was all run down, Mr. Grenfell. Needed so many repairs. First, the natives didn't want to work here. They said the place was haunted. I got them over that.
Well?
You never treated me like this when we worked together in New York.
I've stood enough from you. Enough of your sobbing. I lost a fortune in the States, didn't I?
Yes, you did, Mr. Grenfell. And when you lost everything, I did, too.
My great-grandfather Grenfell owned this land here on Cook's Island. I borrowed money to get us transported here. Didn't I borrow money for machinery, tractors, equipment?
Yes.
Now it looks as if I may make another fortune here on the plantation. So now you want to share my good luck. What half of all I make? I told you, Tom Whitney, it's impossible.
Haven't I helped you to earn it?
I've stood enough. Now get out. You hear me? Get out. I signed no papers telling you I'd give you half. You have nothing on me. You don't like my decision, then quit working for me.
But I don't want to do that.
All right, stay. Stay and accept your regular wages. But right now, get out of my sight.
You just don't seem like yourself.
Get out! There's the door. Use it. Stay away from me until you can take my orders and obey them. No one is going to dictate to me.
Phil, what the world's wrong?
And you keep away from me, too.
I'll not do anything of the kind. You were having words with Tom Whitney.
Yes, I was, if it's any of your business.
Sit down, Phil. You're shaking. You're white. You shouldn't get so angry.
I've had all I can stand today.
Well, what's the trouble?
Myrna, because you're my wife, you don't have to know everything.
What has come over you lately?
Nothing.
There's something wrong, Phil. I've noticed it.
You've noticed what?
How strangely you act. How unlike yourself. Why should you fight with Tom with me? He's been so grand to us since we came here to the island.
I don't want to talk about it.
Phil, I've been thinking that you ought to give Tom and Ruth better accommodation.
Oh, you have you?
Yes. That house of theirs is no better than the ones the natives live in. And with their three children, it isn't fair.
I suppose you'd like to take them into this house and live with us.
Well, yes, it's so large, we could all live here.
I'll do nothing of the kind. Give him too much power and the native will think he's the owner here, not me.
What does it matter what the natives think?
It matters a lot. For some reason which I don't know, there's been a story passed down to these natives concerning great-grandfather Grenfell.
I know. Kuru's intimated it.
Of course he has. I have to keep power over them, or they might not work for me. Let them think I'm afraid of anybody, and they quit. Now, you see, I know how to run my business.
I think the natives, just as Tom Whitney and I, will appreciate kindness. We haven't been receiving it lately from you. Phil, You've changed.
I've heard enough of that, too.
Somehow today, you don't even look like yourself.
I'm going into my office. Don't talk about my affairs to me again, please.
All right, Bill.
Wait. What's that? Who just walked past this room?
I don't know. I didn't see anyone.
You heard them, didn't you?
I thought I heard someone walk past, yes.
So did I. Someone has been eavesdropping on our conversation. Hulu! Hulu!
I sent Hulu on an errand, Phil. He's not in the house.
Stay still.
What is it?
Be quiet. Listen. You hear someone walking?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
It sounds as if they were walking down those three steps right ahead of us. The ones that lead to my office.
Yes, it does, but if they were, we could see them.
If you sent Kulu on an errand, and I sent Poto over to the packing sheds for me, who can it be?
Let's go in your office and see if there is someone there.
All right. Wait a minute. Stand still.
Phil, what is it?
Be still. Don't move. Someone walking right near us. They walk a few steps and then stop. A few more and then stop. I heard it yesterday, the day before. Someone seems to be following me wherever I go.
Let's go to your office.
Yes. Well, there isn't anyone in here.
Oh, no. No, it must have been our imagination. Bill!
Hey.
Look, the door!
The door!
It's thrown shut slowly all by itself.
As if some unseen hand was gradually closing it. Listen. That's walking. Someone is still moving outside.
And a laugh! An awful laugh!
I'm going to find out what this is all about!
What's wrong? Can't you open it?
No. It doesn't seem to be locked. It seems as if someone is holding this door. I can't pull it open.
I'll help you, Phil. Someone is holding it.
Sure they are.
Kulu, is it you? Let us out the door.
Poto, is it you? Let us out.
Well, certainly, they wouldn't hold the door against us. It's someone with tremendous strength.
Someone is trying to play tricks on me. I'll fix them.
Wait.
Look.
Why, it just opened. As easy as anything. They're walking again.
So close to us, we could reach out and touch whoever it is. The laugh again. Those natives are playing tricks on me. 3 days, 3 nights, I've heard this sound of walking and weird laugh. Now you hear it. I tell you, if I don't find out what it is, it will drive me mad.
Come back in, Mr. Brown. We'll question Poto and Kulu. They may be able to give us an explanation.
I'm going to have this house guarded day and night. I'll find out what it is.
Sit down, Phil. You're going to make yourself ill.
Who could have been holding that door? And who could be walking near me all the time? And yet be so invisible that I can't see them? Is anyone answer? Someone is trying to play a trick on me. Attempting to frighten me. Get me out of this house.
Look, is the door to your strong box open when we came in here before?
No.
Well, it is now.
Simply.
What did you have in it?
Money. Money. Every cent of money that I made on a banana transaction is gone.
But how did anyone get in here? We just stepped out for a minute.
Gone. Every bit of money gone.
I can't understand.
Someone came in here, took it.
But how did they get in without us seeing them?
I see it all now. Through this window, this open window. That's how they got in.
While we were trying the door?
Yes. And I know who it was. I know who it is trying to devil me.
Who is it, Phil?
Getting a native's land up against me, I know now.
But who?
I'll have him jailed for this, the thief. Stealing my money, trying to drive me mad so he can own this plantation. I know who it is. It's Tom Whitney. He's going to jail for this.
What's wrong with the natives tonight, Cooley?
They mad. very mad.
Why, Kulu?
They no like Master Grenfell.
But tell me why, Kulu?
Or put Master Whitney in plantation jail. They no like.
Can't you explain to them that he stole Mr. Grenfell's money?
They say he no take it.
Then do they know who took it?
They say plantation haunted. Strange men. Dead men. He take money.
Oh, nonsense. You know better than that. How could some dead person take money?
Kulu no say. Plantation haunted. Kulu father, he tells story to him.
That's silly. Can't you get the natives to stop beating drums and that horrible chanting?
Oh, Kulu no stop him.
Where's Toto?
He with others. He say he no work this house. Kulu go too. Strange sound. Strange walking house. Kulu hear it.
But you can't leave me, Kulu. Please ask the natives to stop.
Well, they stop. Maybe you take boss man out jail.
But Mr. Grenfell won't do that, Kulu. He thinks Mr. Whitney is guilty. He thinks he's hidden the money away.
Kulu say no. Native workers say no. They all go.
Well, let them leave then.
Somebody come in darkness.
Yes, I see coming this way. Oh, it's Ruth.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ruth. Come up on the porch. Kulu, you tell the natives to disperse. Get away from this house.
Kulu, go tell what Lady House says.
Sit down, Ruth.
Where's Mr. Grenfell Miller?
He's sitting in his office.
Do you suppose it will do any good to talk to him?
I don't know, Ruth.
You know Tom is innocent. You know he wouldn't take money.
I don't know what to say. Tom and Phil had an argument the day it was stolen.
I know. Tom came right over to our quarters and told me about it. He was right there at the time the money was stolen. Myrna, you know I don't lie.
I've tried to talk to Phil, but it isn't any use.
Tom wouldn't take anything that didn't belong to him.
But he thought Phil had mistreated him. Oh, Ruth, why don't those natives stop that horrible beating of the drums?
They won't. Not as long as Mr. Grenfell keeps Tom in prison. They're in sympathy with him.
And that only causes more trouble. For Phil says that he won't let them dictate to him. He thinks they want to drive him off the plantation.
Myrna, I'm going in and plead with your husband. He can't mistreat Tom this way. They've been friends for years.
You can go talk with him, Ruth, but I can't promise that it'll do any good.
Tom says he can keep him there forever, as long as he's innocent. But I can't have this happen.
I hope you can get him to change his mind.
Oh, wait. Who was that, Myrna?
Where's Phil? It's coming from his office. Hurry.
We're coming, Phil. We're coming. Mr. Grandpa, what is it? What happened?
Water, get me water.
You stay with him, Ruth. I'll go get the water.
What happened? What is it?
You almost got me. Almost killed me.
Who did? What happened?
Oh, water, tell her to hurry. I'm choking. Choking.
She'll be here in just a moment. What? Mr. Grenfell, there are huge red marks on your neck.
Crazy. Almost killed me. Almost killed me.
Here, drink this.
Look at his neck, Myrna. He says someone tried to kill him.
Oh, Phil!
I'll find out what this is. I'll find out.
Can you tell us what happened?
I don't know exactly. I was sitting here at my desk, adding up my accounts. But all of a sudden, I heard that walking we heard the other day.
Yes?
It was right outside this room. But I didn't move. I thought perhaps I could catch whoever it was. So I sat perfectly still. Throughout my life.
Yes, Phil?
While I was sitting here, perfectly still, I heard the walking.
Who is it? Who's there? Is it you, Kulu? Toto. What do you want? Get away from me! Get away!
I tried to get you to hear me. But the ladies were making so much noise outside, you didn't come.
We heard the call for help.
Yes, we came immediately.
It seemed as if he would never come. But whoever it was left as suddenly as they came in.
We didn't see anyone, Phil.
You see, Mr. Grenfell, it must be the same person who took your money. You see, it wasn't Tom. He's in jail.
Oh, we've got to get away from this plantation. We've got to.
It may not have been your husband, Mrs. Whitney. But he's hired someone to kill me.
You know he wouldn't do such a thing.
I don't know anything of the kind. But this I do know. No one will drive me away from this plantation, never. And when I find out who it is that's trying to make away with me, and I find out who is working for Tom with me,
I'll have them both killed. Both of them. Get the light again.
You hear that? Someone walking outside this room.
Again. Here again. I'll get them this time.
There's something white standing there in the doorway.
I'll stop this.
Will.
I'll stop whoever it is.
Don't you cry like that. Stop.
And kill me.
And Phil shot at the figure that stood in the doorway, at the hideous laugh, and the strange walking. Who is it? Huh? The hermit will tell you before the night is done.
I have a thought to fire at you in connection with that good Olga Cole. When you think of war as we know it today, there are no non-combatants. Everybody gets hit in some way or other by the gasoline shortage, the food shortage, the paper shortage, or the fuel shortage. The way to win the war fast is to give war needs a number one priority. That puts us ordinary civilians way down on the list. It pinches us on a lot of things, and when we're pinched, we howl. Well, that's as it should be. We're lucky enough to live in a country where we're free to howl to our heart's content. But we're also free to know that the things we do without are helping us to keep our freedom. So if and when your friend, the Olga dealer, hasn't any of that good coal or can't deliver the size or quantity you'd like, remember, it's the war. I often think our dealers wish they were in the service or on some other job that's nice and quiet compared to keeping customers supplied with coal. And I'll even go so far as to guess that when they can't sleep nights, instead of counting sheep, they spell O-L-G-A-C-O-A-L over and over again to themselves until they drop off out of this troubled world and get a bit of rest until the next morning when the alarm clock reminds them that they'll have to face the telephone again. But I'll not be able to face the hermit if I take any more of his time, so come on in, hermit.
And Phil accuses Poto of working for Whitney, jails him, let it be known that he's going to get rid of him. And then, a few nights later...
Kulu. Kulu, where are you going? Kulu, you can't leave me all alone with Mr. Grenfell. He's ill.
Kulu, leave house.
Where are all the natives? Where have they gone?
Natives meet top volcano hill. Kulu, go to.
Don't you understand? Mr. Grenfell is ill. I can't be here alone with him.
Kulu, come back. Maybe.
You mustn't take sides with the natives. You know Poto was found lurking near the rear of the house. You know he tried to kill Mr. Grenfell.
I go now.
Please hurry back.
Maybe come back later. Go now.
Come in.
Phil, Poto just left to join the others.
Better go. Where did he say the natives had gone?
They're meeting on top of Volcano Hill.
Just what I thought. They're planning to take Whitney and Poto out of the jailhouse. But they won't do it. I've got help coming from the town. They should be here in an hour or so.
I think we should get away from here. It's been terrible these last few days.
I'll never leave.
What's more, I think you should give Whitney his freedom.
Don't talk to me. Give him his freedom and let him get the whole native force to work for him. Let him make my plantation go to ruin unless I give him part share in the crops.
Well, don't you think you ought to give him his share and stop all this?
I never will. They'll have Poto strung up for trying to take my life.
Poto claims he didn't. You're ill, and you seem to be turning anywhere for revenge.
That's it, is it? You want someone to kill me, do you?
Oh, no.
Maybe you're at the bottom of all this, along with Whitney and the natives.
Phil.
I'm going to make a fortune here, just as my great-grandfather before me. You can all leave me if you want to.
But your great-grandfather died of fever on this island, didn't he? What good did all the money do him?
He left a fortune for my father's father, didn't he?
Yes, and your grandfather was smart enough to get out of this country.
I'll leave, too. As soon as I made money... As soon as I get rid of Whitney and subdue these natives, I'll make it.
Don't get so excited. It's not good for you. Now, you see, you're shaking again. You better let me take you to your room.
All right, I'll go. As soon as the authorities come from town, tell them to guard this house night and day.
I will. Now come to your room and go to bed. You're so weak. Here, lean on me.
Yes. I'll be all right. If I could only get Poto to confess that it was he who tried to kill me.
You aren't sure, are you?
I'll never be sure. But someone tried to do away with me.
It's all been so strange, so weird.
Light the light.
All right.
Get me upset again and I won't be able to sleep.
Now I've forgotten your medicine.
What I've never been able to figure out was, if it was Poto standing there the night I shot, why didn't I hit him?
I don't know. Only I guess he had vanished in the house before you shot.
Yes, that's it. And that's why he was found at the rear of the house. He had run out into the garden when I chased him. He yelled to me that it was he, so I wouldn't shoot.
Yes. Now, don't think about it tonight. I'll go downstairs and get your sleeping powder, and you get ready for bed.
No one will drive me away from this plantation.
I'll be right back, Phil.
Who closed that door? Who closed it? There's someone in this room? I can't see them. What is it? Oh, no, help! Get away from me! No!
Phil, the natives are coming this way with lighted torches. They're coming straight for this house. Look out the window, you see? Here they come. Phil, what is it? What's happened? Oh, great heavens. Look at his neck. All red, huge marks. Phil, can't you speak to me? Well, they're setting fire to the house. Help! Stop! Stop! My husband! Help! Who is that up here? Say, Mr. Grenfell, do you hear me? The house is all fire! Help! We'll burn to death. Help! Phil is unconscious. I can't move him out of here. Someone save us.
We've got to get out of here.
Tom, look. It's Phil. He's dead or dying.
I'll carry. You get out of here as fast as you can. Here, wrap this blanket around you. Go by the back stairs.
Oh, Tom, why are they burning our house?
Never mind. Get out of here. The natives have gone mad. Can you make it?
Which
way? To the left. Down the back stairs. Hurry. It's getting a good start. This wall may cave in. Keep running. Far away from the house.
Oh, you're safe, Tom. What's happened to Mr. Benson? Put him here on the ground, Tom.
Phil.
Has he overcome? No. It's worse than that. I found him in his room unconscious. Huge marks on his throat.
Phil. Mr. Grenfell.
What is it, Tom? What is it?
It's all over, man. Phil is dead.
Oh. Oh, then whoever it was returned and killed him. What native could it be? They were all together.
Yes. Kulu came just a few minutes ago with a crowd of natives to get me and Poto out of jail.
They killed him. And they're burning our house to the ground.
House all gone.
Kulu, look. This is Mr. Grenfell's. Someone killed him.
What native is responsible for this, Kulu?
Native, no kill him. House, bad house, gone now. Strange men, no haunt house, no more.
Kulu, you stay with the girls. You'll find out in the morning what he means. I'm going to stop the natives and keep the fire from spreading to the sheds.
Oh, Ruth. Please, God. He's dead.
They found this old box hidden under the floor of the room Mr. Grenfell used for an office.
Did you read all the letters, Tom? And everything it says?
Yes, I took the liberty of reading them before I brought them to you to read.
I finished reading them. So Phil's great-grandfather outdid a man of his rightful share to plant the plantation?
According to the letters, yes.
And the man committed suicide after he wrote the letter to old Mr. Grenfell, telling him he would haunt this plantation?
Yes. And in the diary left by the great-grandfather Grenfell, he speaks of hearing strange footsteps, like you told Ruth and me about last night.
Well, why had Phil's father never told him of this?
I think because Phil's great-grandfather died a strange death out here. And instead of destroying his letters and diary, the old man must have buried them. I don't think Phil's father or his grandfather ever knew what occurred.
That's why they left this property, though, and came east?
Yes. Of course, the natives have always said this was haunted land.
Then Phil tried to cheat you. And the soul of the man who had been cheated came back and had his revenge.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Phil changed out here. He must have taken on the characteristics of his dead ancestor. It's like transmigration from one soul to another. And with it, the return of a tortured, mistreated man to bring about justice.
Ha, 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 ha
plantation mystery is solved. A haunted soul did return for revenge. Yes. Turn on your lights. Turn them on.
You've just listened to the 410th story by the Hermit, made possible through the courtesy of the Carter Coal Company, producer of Olga Coal and your friend, the Olga Coal Dealer. That word friend is full of meaning for you these days. The dictionary defines it as one who entertains for another such sentiments of esteem, respect, and affection that he seeks his society and welfare. Now, isn't that just about a perfect definition of the man who looks after your coal needs? I don't really have to tell you that you can trust your Olga dealer to look out for your interests. You know he appreciates your patronage and wants to keep you on his side. Sure, I know, nowadays he can't always give you as much coal as you'd like, as promptly as you'd like it, and he can't always even give you the kind of coal you'd like or the size you'd prefer. But you can count on him to do his best. In these war days, that's all anyone can do. So don't shop around for coal. And above all, don't get panicky about deliveries. After all, these shortages are never as bad as you think they'll be. You're still eating and wearing shoes and clothing, aren't you, in spite of what you've heard? Well, the chances are you'll not freeze either. And remember the reason for all the shortages. What you don't get is going to help those boys of yours and ours at the fighting fronts. By saving every bit of coal you can, you're doing your part on the home front. And remember, when you do order coal, ask for Olga Coal, spelled O-L-G-A by name. Olga Coal is a good buy because of its smokeless, dustless, economical qualities, so keep on asking for it. And keep on buying war stamps and bonds till it hurts the enemy so badly he'll throw up his hands and surrender. Buying war stamps and bonds is one way that everyone can help win the war, regardless of age, health, means, or occupation. Every penny you citizens of the United States and Canada put into war stamps and bonds weighs the balance that much further in our favor against the Japs and Nazis. Buy, buy, buy war stamps and bonds, and don't stop until the enemy gives up.
And the Hermit has more stories for you. Listen in again next week for my hounds howling. I'll tell you the story of the haunted theater. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
Jack Lellman speaking.